looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
On the line is Department of Primary Industries Chief Scientist Phil Wright, who can set the record straight on a number of fronts. G'day, Phil.
G'day. That might be what leaps into your mind at the first thought, but what it's really about is trying to remove barriers to innovation and really exciting innovations like increased drought tolerance for our farm crops, the ability of crops to resist insect pests and use less pesticides in the environment. So some really exciting innovations that help farmers deal with the many challenges they're faced. And it's important to note that the environmental and human safety side of all of this is not changed at all. In Australia, we still go through a really rigorous process of assessing genetically modified crop for its human safety and its impacts on the environment. We're not talking about changing any of that. This is about ensuring innovations flow to farmers as fast as possible, particularly when they face those really challenging issues of drought and climate variability.
Phil, can you tell me what exactly is a genetically modified crop?
So it can be through a number of ways. One way is to insert some genetic code from another organism that will help the crop do something like resist an insect. Or it can be just rearranging using molecular techniques the genetics of an individual crop, just like happens in natural selection through ordinary breeding processes, but enhanced, I guess, or sped up through that sort of process.
Okay, so the move to allow genetically modified crops will bring us in line with the majority of the country in this state. This technology could potentially remove allergens like gluten, improve taste, even enhance nutritional values. Just, again, set the record straight, Phil. Is it safe for us to eat these crops?
Indeed, and go back to Australia has a really rigorous process for understanding and assessing any potential risks from a crop before it can be released in Australia at all. And look, over many years now, the evidence is overarching that these crops are safe once they've gone through that assessment process.
The real question we all want answered, and a lot of our production team are chocolate fiends, they love it, could we one day see chocolate-flavoured veggies?
Well, I wouldn't like to, hesitate to speculate on whether we can achieve that. I think with the first cab off the rank will be some of these issues around, definitely around enhanced flavours, but particularly around how do we use less pesticides in growing our crops? How do we ensure that they use water more efficiently or they can cope with really high temperatures? Those are the sort of things that are really being focused on.
Phil, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Been an absolute pleasure.
Good on you. That's Department of Primary Industries Chief Scientist, Phil Wright.